The Bible Study Podcast, episode 817. Today, the Bible Study Podcast continues the study of the book of Psalms with Psalm 77. Welcome to the Bible Study Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. Psalm 77 for the director of music for Jeduthun of Asaph, a psalm. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated, and my spirit asked, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Then I thought, "To this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display the power among the peoples. With your mighty arm you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water, the heavens resounded with thunder, your arrows flashed back and forth, your thunder was heard in the whirlwind, your lightning lit up the world, the earth trembled and quaked, your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters. Though your footprints were not seen, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." So I didn't talk last time about who Asaph is. And Asaph is a grandson of the prophet Samuel. We learn from Chronicles chapter 6. He and his male descendants were set aside by King David to worship God in song and music. So they were basically songwriters or musicians for the king. And he's going to author a series of psalms here, Psalm 50 and then 73 to 83. So we're going to be dealing with his psalms for a while here. And if I say, what is the mood of this psalm is a psalm of distress. The psalmist is groaning, can't be comforted, is meditating. And the problem that the psalmist is dealing with here, we finally get to here in verse 7, as he's crying out to God to hear him, as he's crying out to God for help, we hear that God is rejecting him. And I don't think him just the psalmist, just Asaph, but that God is rejecting the people, his people. And of course, we know that there were numerous times in the Old Testament when God was rejecting the people of God because they had gone astray. Then he was sending prophets to call them back. Well, this is a different role, right? This is not the role of the prophet, somebody who is speaking for God. This is almost more the opposite role, the person who is speaking for the people and taking all these emotions and these thoughts and these feelings and putting them into song and basically saying, "Lord, how long? How long until you remember to be merciful? Have we seen the end of your love? Will you never show your favor again? How long will you be mad, basically? How long will you be upset with us? And can we make this right? Can we come back to you? Will you always reject us or will you forgive us?" And as always happens in this form of worship, which the psalm is we get these questions, and especially at this first half here, if you divide the psalm in half, it's like 20 verses, and it's really the first 9 verses have this distress. this groaning and fainting, and my eyes are closed, and I'm too troubled to speak, and will you reject us forever? And then, and this is a very typical form, that changes in this prayer, in this song, about halfway through, about verse 10, as the psalmist starts to think about what God has done in the past. To this I will appeal, the years that when the Most High stretched out his hand, I'll remember your deeds, I'll remember your miracles of long ago, I'll consider your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. And so this has turned into a song of praise, praise for the mighty deeds of God, in hopes that the God who was the mighty God who brought them out of Egypt, the God who led them through Moses and Aaron, will be the same God who will forgive them and come back to them if they will turn around. Your ways are holy, God. What God is as great as our God? You're the God who performs miracles. You're the God. You display your power among the peoples. Your mighty arm redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. And so many times in the Psalms, we go back to the Exodus. We go back to that time when the people clearly saw the mighty hand of God rescuing them. And we go back to that time because it is a time that established this people. It is who they are. They are the people of this God. They are the people of the God of Exodus. They are the people of Moses. They are the people of Aaron. So, the waters saw you, God, the waters saw you and writhed, the very deeps were convulsed, the clouds poured down heaven, the heavens resounded with thunder, your arrows flashed back and forth, your thunder was heard in the whirlwind, your lightning lit up the world, the earth trembled and quaked. So all of these things are basically talking about the mighty, majestic power of God. The power that as the people stood at the foot of Mount Sinai, for instance, and the lightning flashed on the top, put them in awe and fear and trembling. And so Asaph is remembering that mighty power of God, the power that led through the sea, that led through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. That's an interesting way to put that. You led us even though we didn't see you, we didn't see your footprints, you were with us that whole time. They were led by the pillar of fire during the night and the pillar of cloud during the daytime, but they were walking in the footsteps of God, even though they couldn't see their footprints. You led us like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And basically, this is a plea for the people of God to lead us again. Something has gone wrong. We have turned our back on you. We've done something wrong. And now lead us again. Let us come back to you. Forgive us. Heal us and be merciful. And one of the things I like about the Psalms is that they are realistic and they are, again, emotional, right? This is all of this emotional feeling of God. This is how I feel. I feel terrible. I feel distraught. I feel abandoned. So it starts with how I feel, and then goes into what I know. It's almost a recipe for us for our prayers when we start in that terrible dark times. This is how I feel, but this is what I know. I feel abandoned. I feel lonely. I feel depressed. I feel whatever. But this is what I know. I know that you are God. I know that you are great. I know that you are mighty. I know that you lead your people. I know that you forgive your people. I know that you heal your people. I know that you walk with your people. What a great recipe for prayer the Psalms give us here, that start with what we feel, but don't leave us there. They don't just leave us with, I feel this way, and therefore that's it. But they remind us of who God is and that God has not changed. And therefore we can call on him no matter how we feel today. And with that, we're going to end this episode of the Bible Study Podcast. If you have a question, send an email to host@thebiblestudypodcast.com, or better yet, leave a comment on this episode at thebiblestudypodcast.com. And thanks so much for listening.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.